Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So when Carly Peacock uncovered her partner was watching porn, she was heartbroken and horrified by disturbing images on his phone. She felt she wanted to help him. She felt she needed to see for herself what was out there. Well, Carly's on the line now to talk about what she discovered about the industry and how she salvaged her relationship. Carly, you're very welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Morning. Can you talk to me about how you met Tom, first of all?
Yeah, I met him at college. We didn't really speak to each other that much. We just kind of knew of each other. But my friend was dating this guy who was good friends with Tom. And then when I left college, I didn't see him again for about 15 years.
Wow. Okay. And then you got together and you moved in.
We did. Yeah, I think it was about 6 months later. I remember thinking it was quite quick, but it was the right thing to do.
And how was the relationship? Was life good? Everything all good there?
Yeah, it was lovely. I remember thinking he was the perfect guy and he got on really well with my son and I just felt really lucky.
Okay, so from your point of view, this guy, you know, could be the one, but you discovered something on his phone. Can you just talk me through that?
Yeah, I did. So we were at Pizza Express and I was using his phone to take funny pictures of the three of us. And then I went through them and deleted the ones I didn't like. And then I remembered the phone has a recently deleted album. So I went into that album and discovered the image of a porn girl lying on a bed with just her bra on.
And what was your immediate reaction?
I was really shocked because I felt like there was no need for porn in our relationship. And I remember feeling really disappointed in him. And that quickly turned into anger.
Did you confront him immediately or did you take your time with this?
So I couldn't confront him there and then because my son was there. Mm. So I wanted to keep everything nice for him. But I was completely raging inside. And I think he knew from my expression on my face that I'd seen the picture. So it was really when we got home and my son was busy playing that I spoke to him about it.
Okay, so you discover your partner is watching porn. You said you felt really angry, but did you ever console yourself by thinking, oh God, well, maybe this is a thing that a lot of men do or a lot of people do and this can be healthy? Did that ever cross your mind?
Yes. Before all the research I did, I definitely thought it was normal and what men do. And I've spoken to a lot of women who think the same. It's just something that men do.
Okay. So you actually caught him again. This discovery led you on a path to finding out mm-hmm. about the porn industry. It started with you grilling him. You asked him how could he be sure the girls were adults and also that they weren't being trafficked, coerced or exploited. What was his response to that very, sometimes very stark reality that can happen? What did he say to that?
So I asked him if he could be sure all the girls were adults and they weren't being exploited or trafficked. He told me that all the websites say that the girls are 18 plus. And as for being trafficked or exploited, it didn't even cross his mind. He said that they all looked like they were enjoying themselves. And I also asked him if he was aware that nowadays anybody can upload a video on their phone and post it on a porn site. You just have to click a button confirming that you're 18 and over. And this could be a child who's 11. They may just look older, but he wasn't aware of that. And I don't think many people are aware of that.
Let's talk about what you discovered about the porn industry.
So I discovered that it's full of underage girls. Yeah. You just have to spend 10 minutes on a mainstream porn site to think, God, that girl looks like she's barely 16. There's hundreds of thousands of girls who are trafficked into porn. There's never an airtight way of knowing if a girl is willingly there or not. Something else I found out is a lot of the girls will smile for the camera and look like they're having a great time, but they've actually taken very strong painkillers beforehand because it's so painful for them. On every mainstream porn site, I saw physical aggression and lots of verbal abuse towards girls.
I mean, that is concerning, and it is shocking when you say it like that. I suppose the thing is that a big percentage of men in a relationship watch porn. I mean, in fact, 37%. Did that stat shock you?
It does shock me because I think it's probably much higher than that. I think 37% of men in a relationship admitted to watching porn. The actual figure is probably a lot higher. I know every man I know watches it, and even Tom used to tell me that even the ones you think don't actually do. But I imagine there are probably quite a few men who won't admit to watching it because they find it quite shameful and embarrassing and don't want to cause an argument in their relationship.
Very good point. And what are your thoughts then on ethical porn? So, because we're talking about mainstream porn, which you can never be sure where these girls or guys are coming from, the situation, if they're being paid, all this kind of stuff. But now there's been this surge in ethical porn. Would you be okay with your partner watching ethical porn?
So I write about ethical porn in the book because I had a few women asking me about it. So I researched it and watched it and found that they use the same, or some use the same degrading titles, just like porn. I watched a documentary of the making of ethical porn and found that the actors still got hurt. The sex scenes were still very much fake, and some websites still use barely legal looking girls, just like regular porn. And again, there's no airtight way of knowing if, for example, a video is consensually uploaded to a porn platform, even if the sex shown is consensual. There's no way of knowing if the girl willingly does want to be there.
Okay, so you were actually able to rescue your relationship with Tom. What work needed to be done? How did you start and how did you do it?
A lot of work needed to be done. It's not just one conversation or one documentary or one article that will do it. We had to undo years and years of something that he had completely normalised and something that I had too normalised. So we kind of had to both re-educate ourselves. But it's all worth it because Tom now says he's not interested in a world that exploits women.
Well, that's phenomenal work you've done. I mean, congratulations. Well done. Can I ask you then, if anybody's listening and they suspect their partner's going down the same road, how should a person confront a partner if they've been watching porn or want to watch it with you? I mean, what's your advice there?
I have some icebreakers so you can talk to your partner about it or your teenager. For example, one of them is, did you know that 88% of porn has violence against women, for example? So just little icebreakers to start the conversation about porn.
Okay, well, that's a scary statistic and definitely an icebreaker. So you've written this book, it's called A Pocket Full of Porn. So who is it aimed at particularly?
So it's aimed at women. Before I started writing it, I did ask my male friends and colleagues if they would buy the book to read about the dark side of porn and want to read about the conversations between myself and my partner. And some wanted to know if there were going to be pornographic pictures in the book, and the others said they wouldn't buy it as they wouldn't want to stop watching it. Therefore, I wanted the book to be for women and for them to know what really goes on in secret and to know the truth about what porn actually is, which is, I think, abuse and drugs and diseases. And the reason why I documented mine and Tom's private conversations was because I wanted it to be real. I want women to see that this goes on in the majority of households. And by having conversations with our partners, we could stop this.
Well, fair play to you. It sounds like a long journey you've been on and an educational one. Carly Peacock, the book is A Pocket Full of Porn. It's out now. Thank you so much for joining us today and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you, Carly. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. So what did you make of that? Really interesting chat. The stats are kind of frightening, aren't they? have you suspected your partner is watching porn, and how do you feel about it? Are you okay with it, or is this a conversation that needs to be had? Let me know your thoughts on that and what Carly had to say. I'd love to hear from you. 51552. Back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.